You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Tens of thousands of people have taken part in protests across Poland against the recently elected right-wing government, who critics say threatens democracy with moves to overtake the country's top court and other previously independent institutions. Stefan Boss reports.
We will defend the democracy, they shout. These protesters are among some 20,000 people gathering in front of the Polish parliament, the Sejm, to demonstrate against attempts by the new government to control the constitutional tribunal. They later have to leave because of a bomb threat, but it turns out to be a hoax. Similar protests were also held in several other cities. The Law and Justice Party, which took power last month, already controls both houses of parliament and the presidency. That left the Constitutional Court as the only effective check on its power. But in recent weeks, the government has moved to stack the court with its supporters. That's not all. It now plans legislation that critics say will essentially make the Constitutional Tribunal unable to work. A key provision of the law, scheduled to be passed Monday, will require a two-thirds majority by the 15-judge tribunal for any ruling to be valid. Observers say such a majority is almost impossible to achieve on contentious issues. Among those participating in Saturday's rallies were former anti-communist dissidents and other elderly people. Demonstrators who lived through World War II, its famed Warsaw Uprising, and decades of communist rule said they fear the current government will end Poland's 26 years of democracy.
We were born before the Second War. We were in Warsaw when it was uprising here. We were many years in communism time here. We want to have freedom. And now we were, but here is, you know, they want to take it, to change it. Yes, it is not good.
I don't know how to even explain. We just took the wrong, the government took the wrong direction. So that's why we are here.
The protests came a day after Polish military police raided a NATO-affiliated counterintelligence center in Warsaw before dawn on Friday, as the current director refused to step down. Former Defense Minister Tomasz Siemoniak said Poland's current law and justice government is purging Poland's administration and installing its own people.
One does not do such matters in this way. It needs to be negotiated internationally. Everything can be solved by law and not in the night forcing the door. This is an absolute scandal.
Within the European Union, critics are concerned that EU member state Poland moves towards a similar direction as Hungary, where Prime Minister Viktor Orban has been accused of threatening independent institutions, ranging from the media and central bank, to even churches. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.